Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, dedicated to being your resource for your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 17 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419. When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call me personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. Joined today by my co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
We're also here with some of our favorite guests. We have Wes Vilhart from Housemaster.
Hey, Doug. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And we have Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions.
Guys, it's good to be here.
So, guys, we've had an interesting week. I know yesterday was absolutely a blast at Will Work for Food.
Yeah, whenever you're able to break glass and make something happen out of nowhere, I mean, over $40,000 in the last 4 or 5 years now, who says one person can't make a difference, right? With the right team behind them.
Well, and just in case people don't know what we're talking about the Will Work for Food event yesterday at Jilly's, and it's for Feed My People, and you guys raise a lot of money, and what a well-organized event.
Could never happen without my wife, Trish. She was in meltdown mode all the way right up to the event. She worked so hard every night after running a restaurant. She would go home and work on baskets, work on sheets, work on the lottery board, work on the barrel of booze, there was always something to work on, and she always had somebody telling her how to do it. And she's not that type. She doesn't like that a whole lot. So I'm real proud of her. She's the reason it happens.
Wes, I liked you on the pony rides there.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks.
Kidding.
No, but, you know, Wes, we do appreciate you. That Mizzou tailgate party that you put together, outstanding, man.
Very good. Glad to get some money for Will Work for Food or Feed My People, yeah.
And Doug, Tammy, you guys coming. Thanks for coming out and bringing the gaggle.
The kids had a great time.
Awesome.
Yeah, the kids had a blast. A face painting was tough to get off.
Yeah, you know, you got to have something to remember. But the reality of it is, there's some folks that weren't eating that are going to eat, and next year we'll hope to make it even better.
Well, I can't wait for next year. It's going to be great. But to shift the focus a little bit, now that that event is behind us, I'm really excited about the event we have this next week.
Oh man,
the event in St. Albans for the Missouri Military Memorial Foundation on Wings Road. One of the most exclusive homes in all of St. Louis. I mean, this home cost over $3 million to build. What a great place for a charity event.
I'm sitting here looking at the picture, seeing that thing at dusk lit up. Man, that's money. Wow.
And Tracy Ellis is putting this on. She has a Real Estate Today radio show. She's also one of the top realtors, and she's listing this property. And this is a fundraiser that's in St. Albans at one of the most exclusive estates in all of St. Louis. And it's going to be on October 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. I know the station's supporting it. 97.1 is going to be there, have tents set up. There's going to be food. There's going to be a live band. I know for $50 a ticket, I'd pay that just to see the inside of this place.
Oh, and Wes, you're going, aren't you?
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
I mean,
it'd be a lot of fun.
How do you miss this opportunity? And plus, she does so much for so many people. It's time to help Tracy back. Tracy and Melissa are constantly helping people. They're in the business of doing that. And, you know, why not support them? And it's for a good cause. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. It's good stuff.
And the proceeds to the event are going to the Missouri Military Memorial Foundation. So don't forget to try to make it.
Yeah, what a great cause. And we're going to put all the information for the event. It's going to be on our website. So if you visit DougHaldeman.com, just look for the invitation to the St. Albans event and get RSVP'd right away, because this is going to fill up. There's no way they're going to be able to fit all the people in there that are going to RSVP for this event. So I'd encourage you, RSVP right away and get on the list. Wait till you see the master shower.
I'm looking,
guys.
Bigger than my house.
A two-story master shower with a waterfall inside the master shower.
Wow.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
You could take a shower with you and about a dozen of your favorite friends, I think.
What did this house originally go for before it wound up in her hands?
I know it cost over $3 million to build it originally.
Gosh.
And now it's listed around $1.9,
well,
$1.85,
something like that. That's actually a deal if you can afford it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for somebody that can't afford it, that it's a steal. I mean, it is a castle on Wings Road. And it's behind the gate. I've always wanted to go back there, and you can't get behind the gate. So great chance to get back there.
Right on.
All right, Wes. How many chimneys would you have to inspect in that house?
I would love to put a proposal together for this house. Yes, I would.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're joined by Wes Vilhard from Housemaster and Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions. So, guys, this is the time of year you guys have inspected a lot of homes, and you guys have probably seen some crazy stuff with these inspections recently.
I'm sure you have, Wes. I'm over 350 houses this year so far, and I've seen, well, it's the drought again.
Yeah, and I bring you on some of the crazier ones with the basements that are cracking and moving that translate cracks all the way up through the ceilings and floors and all the way to the roof and the chimneys.
That's what's nice about working with you, Wes, is you're a team player for your client. I mean, we go in and we're going to give them the big picture. Even though you're a structural engineer, you have the capability. You decide to step away from that and let that be somebody else's, you know, wheelhouse. And I do live there every day. But what I've seen you many times help people to the point of hurting yourself financially, and you're a pay it forward kind of guy. So, you know, you're not hurting yourself. You're just doing the right thing for that person.
Well, sure. I don't want my customers to end up buying a house that's going to cost them a fortune. That's part of my whole purpose, is to help them buy a house with their eyes wide open, what their costs are going to be, what it's going to take to maintain the home or fix the home from its current condition.
Well, you take the emotion out of it, too. Too many times, Doug, I'll get these home inspectors and or foundation guys, and all they want to do is amp the pain up or have an opinion.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. They make it about them,
yeah,
instead of about the homeowner and about the house.
Exactly.
So, Wes, you have to have some crazy stories of things you've seen. I mean, what's one of the worst ones you've seen? Have you ever, like, turned a homeowner away and said, not this place?
Well, there was one that comes to mind. It was a 1940s hunting cabin that was just built by guys out in the Jefferson County back in the day. And, you know, it didn't have any septic system or wasn't tied to local water and sewer, and the floors were like a roller coaster underneath in the crawl space.
Like a skateboard park in
like
there.
Like a skateboard park in the living room, exactly. And underneath was cobbled together with bricks and blocks and railroad ties, and that
Legos.
Was the Legos. That was the beer,
sounds
beer
like
cans.
A river house.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just terrible. It was a young man that was trying to buy the house. He thought he was getting a great deal on it. He was early 20s guy, first-time home buyer, and he was going to get into something here that he didn't understand. And we just said, hold up on the inspection, and do you really understand that, you know, you're into this thing for $20,000 or $30,000 worth of repairs before you even open the door and move in? And he didn't understand that. So we just stopped, and he did walk away from that house, but it was the right decision for him. But later on, a rehabber came along and bought the house, and it was the right house for him. There's a buyer for every house.
Right.
At the right price.
At the right price, that's correct.
How about you, Stephen? Have you seen some foundations where you're like, better just jack this house up and rip it out and pour a new one?
Yeah, a lot of times. Well, I seen both sides today. I saw a house that was split in half, and it looked like the house was rising out of the ground, and it wasn't. As the two ends dropped, it just made the center protrude, so it looked like the kitchen wall was shooting up through the roof. And, you know, I told the kids, I was like, between the sewers going through this yard and the roof issues, I mean, you're in it with me for maybe 10 plus. And I think I was being conservative with that. But I think with the roof, with the siding, with the windows, with the foundation, they realized that their emotional bubble. Remember when you were a kid? Man, if it had a good radio and cool wheels and tires, you bought that car. Well, it's the same with a house. You know, you fall in love. I've seen so many of the realtors come on your show, and we hear that they fall in love in 20 seconds a lot of times with that house. Well, sometimes you need to make them fall in love with it the proper way.
Right. Sometimes take the emotion out of it and make sure you have some logic.
Well, you hit it on the head the last show that we had when the gentleman was talking about how he would bring up the four reasons why they probably shouldn't buy it. Not walk in and go, does the furniture fit? Are these the right colors for you? I'm kind of like, can you live with the patio's going to have to be replaced? Do you realize that right now the sidewalks are tilting at the house. They haven't hurt the foundation, but they're going to. I mean, as long as they know what they're in for, and like the last house for Rick Champ, I just went and looked at for him. You know, the client, the selling the house, had the house braced wrong, and really those could be taken down. They've put a new patio on, and we can just watch it. There may be nothing that needs to be done. So rather than hold the seller up, we're going to stick $3,000-$5,000 in escrow for 2 years, and if the house doesn't move, give it back to them. And if it does, let it get fixed.
So is it safe to say that these major problems happen because people neglect the minor problems for too long?
It is. Too many times people are like, well, walls crack. Yes, they do. But if they're diagonal cracks or if it's a mid-wall horizontal crack, have it checked out. It's a free look. None of us charge. And anyone that charges in my industry for an estimate for repair, call an engineer up. If you're going to do that, call up Wes. Call up somebody that's going to give you a full report that's going to say, well, yeah, this is what it takes. This is what's been broken. And then he's going to defer back to somebody like myself that's going to be able to fix it.
So if you have a foundation issue, I highly advise have Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions come over and give you a free look at it. Because he'll be able to look at it and right away tell you, if you don't need to do anything, then he's going to let you know that, where you don't have to you don't have to pay anything to have him come out and give you an honest opinion. And I tell you what, Stephen, you are one guy that I definitely trust. You've proven that. You, even on my own home, you came out and told me, don't do anything.
I didn't know who you were at the time. It was interesting because I, Wes, I think, did you come and inspect this house first?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
sure did.
And Wes and I were relatively new with each other at that time, and in the sense that we'd met at an ASHI, meeting, and I spoke there, and we talked a little bit. But he got a feel for me, I got a feel for him, and we realized, we had a bromance going on.
I love it. Well, tell you what, guys, if you have time to stick around.
Sure.
I want to talk fireplaces and chimneys.
Oh, that's a good topic
it's
right now.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, winter,
absolutely.
Winter is coming up, and you better make sure your fireplace and chimney are in good shape. You don't want a flue fire in the middle of winter. You don't want some structural issue happening because of it. So we're going to be talking that with Stephen Burton and Wes Vilhard when we return. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.